You're listening to SBS News.
European countries are extending lockdowns in an attempt to quell rising infection rates. The number of coronavirus infections in Spain has surpassed 180,000, spiking by some 5,000 new infections in just 24 hours, bringing the death toll to over 19,000. Italy saw the smallest increase in deaths in 4 days, but saw a spike in new infections, bringing the total number to almost 169,000. Meanwhile, Britain has extended its lockdown, which has been in place since the 23rd of March, for another 3 weeks. The country has recorded 13,700 deaths and surpassed 104,000 infections. British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab says the nation must not become complacent.
We've just come too far. We've lost too many loved ones. We've already sacrificed far too much to ease up now, especially when we're beginning to see the evidence that our efforts are starting to pay off. And your efforts are paying off. There is light at the end of the tunnel.
The World Health Organization has warned the coronavirus crisis is far from over in Europe despite optimistic trends. Case numbers in Italy, Spain, Germany, France and Switzerland have shown signs of abating in the past week, but WHO Regional Director for Europe, Dr. Hans Kluge, says this has been offset by increasing caseloads in countries like the United Kingdom, Turkey, Ukraine and Russia.
Make no mistake, despite the spring weather, we remain in the midst of a storm. Several countries are yet to feel its full impact, while others are experiencing a dip as numbers of new cases of COVID-19 are falling. It is imperative that we do not let down our guard.
China has launched a major epidemiological survey of the COVID-19 in 9 provincial level regions, aiming to evaluate the scale of asymptomatic infections and immunity levels across the population. From elderly people to young children, the survey will determine how many asymptomatic coronavirus patients are out there after being infected by COVID-19. The announcement by China comes as the United States and the United Kingdom ask China for more clarity about what happened in the early days of the outbreak. Zhao Lijian, a spokesman for the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs, has dismissed claims the virus originated at a laboratory in Wuhan in central China's Hubei province, saying there was no evidence to back this theory. He says China can only defeat the virus in solidarity with other countries.
China's position with regard to the origin and transmission of the coronavirus is clear. It is a matter of science. We should only rely on the findings of scientists and medical experts. I'd like to remind you that the WHO has repeatedly stated that there is no evidence showing the virus was made in a lab. Many renowned medical specialists in the world have also debunked the lab leakage theory as not science-based at all. Infectious diseases are common enemies to human beings.
A number of US states have extended a shutdown to May 15 in an effort to contain the coronavirus pandemic. It comes as President Donald Trump prepares a plan to end the lockdown of some states as early as May the 1st. In New Jersey, a review of long-term care facilities has been ordered across the state after a nursing home overwhelmed by the number of deaths had piled up bodies in a makeshift morgue. Officials say the victims were among 68 deaths linked to the home, including both residents and 2 nurses. A number of those deaths were confirmed by laboratory tests to be related to COVID-19. New Jersey Police Chief Eric Danielson says health services are struggling to cope.
It was overwhelming, I think, for the people that were inside, the staff. The staff was overwhelmed by the number of bodies that were becoming deceased. And as to why they were becoming deceased, whether it's related to COVID-19 or natural causes, we're not sure of. We don't get that information. But they needed help, and we made sure that as a township, we got them the help that they needed.
Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque compound will be closed to Muslim worshippers throughout the holy fasting month of Ramadan due to the coronavirus epidemic. The decision extends a ban on Islamic prayers at the holy compound, known to Muslims as the Noble Sanctuary and to Jews as Temple Mount, that has been in effect since March the 23rd. The Middle East has recorded more than 170,000 cases of the virus, including more than 6,500 deaths. Most of those deaths have been in Iran, where tens of thousands of people have been infected. In Lebanon, musicians have paid tribute to health workers outside this Beirut hospital. India has banned the use of video conferencing app Zoom for government remote meetings in the latest warning about the platform's security. The app has become a global go-to service for everything from education to exercise classes as millions stay home because of lockdowns to combat COVID-19 spread. Meanwhile, in New Zealand, barring an upswing of new COVID-19 cases in the next few days, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern plans on Monday to lower New Zealand's lockdown from level 4 to level 3. This means many workers can return to their jobs, restaurants will be able to open once more for delivery or drive-through only, and couples who live apart will be able to see each other again. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.